Welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. There is a very cool game going on right now between the Flyers and the Red Wings, but you guys are listening to us, so we definitely appreciate it. Lots of cool things we're going to get into tonight. We're going to start with some NHL stuff, then we will get into... We will get into what's been going on with the Gladiators lately. There has been some fun things. There's some cool things coming up as well. But I want to get right into some NHL stuff. Finally, the Islanders are going to get an arena. They're going to do this one at Belmont Park. You Islanders know where that is. It's up in New York State. One of the co-owners, John Ledecky, said he hopes to start building quickly. Yeah, I hope so. Because you're losing your home next year, I believe, at the Barclays Center. Barclays has never felt like home to Islanders anyway. It was a temporary thing. They were able to... You know, this was something that needed to happen. This is going to be a 18,000-seat arena. It's going to include a hotel. It's going to have some retail space. Going to have an innovation center that's 10,000 square feet. And they're going to ask the surrounding people about it. This is how you should go into it. This is what everybody that builds new stadiums and new arenas are doing. They're reaching out to the communities around them. They're reaching out to fans. And they're building all-inclusive places. Not really all-inclusive, but... You know, I guess one of the earlier examples of this might have been CNN here in Atlanta that joined on to the Omni. So you could come hang out in CNN, you could take tours, you could eat, you could shop, do things like that at the CNN Center, and then you could go to the game. Well, that's what they're trying to do here. Like here in Atlanta also, the Battery. You can actually go to the Battery and eat or go to one of the concerts and not even go to the Braves game. A lot of people don't. They just go eat and hang out those places. But I'm glad that the Islanders were able to get this done. This needed to happen. Like Ledecky also said, he believes the fans deserve this, and the next thing he wants to bring once he brings this great place is a Stanley Cup. So he's working on that, and that's their goal. So, you know, shout out to the Islanders. I look forward to seeing it. I've seen some artist renderings. It looks pretty cool, and I look forward to seeing what it actually develops as. Should be good. You can see some of the renderings, NHL.com. And the Islanders page also has some. It's pretty cool, really. The Sharks video was really funny. If you haven't seen it, go check that one out. They go on a little holiday adventure. It's a cartoon. It's pretty funny. With the Winter Classic coming up, that involves the Rangers playing at Citi Field. Good old Hank, Henry Lindquist, has these awesome goalie pads that when you put them together is like kind of the Mets logo to a point, and it's a shout out to Mets baseball and Citi Field. It's really cool. If you haven't seen those, go check those out. McDavid is still barely clinging on to a small lead in the All-Star game voting. Him and Subban and Stamkos and Ovechkin are the top four, as they should be. And apparently the Goo Goo Dolls are going to be one of the music acts, or the music act, at the Winter Classic between the Sabres and Rangers coming up. They're going to play during the first intermission, and that should be fun. Of course, that will be January 1st at 1 p.m., let's see, what else can we get into today? I told you about that. Told you about everybody who thinks the referee, what's his name, McCauley, he wasn't trolling Ranger fans. He wasn't trying to troll anybody. It was pretty funny. Go check out the video of that as well. It's, you know. Patrick Marleau and his six kids. He invited his teammates as well for some holiday stuff. That's kind of cool. But the fact that he has six kids and the fact that at least half of them are the spitting images of him, that's lookout world. P.K. Subban proves again that he channels his inner Cam Newton with his style. Actually, is you know what? P.K., you have better style than Cam Newton. Let's go ahead and put that out there. The good thing about these holiday times, a lot of the teams do a lot of charity things. They build gingerbread houses. They deliver toys and teddy bears. The teddy bear throws have been great. The World Junior Championships are going to start up here, I think, the day after Christmas. So that would be Tuesday, next Tuesday. They're going to have the U.S.-Canada Outdoor Contest, the gold medal game, and NHL Network will be your home for all that. So but everybody seems to be on high alert here at the approaching midway point, you know, All-Star game coming up. Everybody's trying to secure their standings. Trying to jockey for position. You kind of want to hold the half-season lead just a little bit. The crazy thing is if you don't watch, you can get too hot too early. But I'm not worried about some of these teams. As we usually do, let's stroll through the divisions. Let's start on the eastern side. The Metropolitan Division, your top... I'll just do top five. Pittsburgh, honestly, being the two-time defending champion, sitting outside the top five in that division, they made a couple moves. Let's see if they make a few more. Let's see. I thought I had a... Oh, yeah, there's the stat. I'll get to that in a minute. You got the Capitals, Devils, Rangers, Blue Jackets, and Islanders to round out the Metro. In the Atlantic, you got Tampa, Toronto, Boston, Montreal, Detroit. In the West, Nashville, St. Louis, Winnipeg, Chicago, Minnesota. And in the Pacific, I think they have the tiebreaker. They have one more win. The Vegas Golden Knights at number one with the tiebreaker over the Kings. San Jose, Calgary, Anaheim to roll that out. Now, speaking of those Vegas Golden Knights, you know, we're gonna cover them a lot more on this. I'm going to start right now. How about this stat? 12 out of the 18 Vegas Golden Knights skaters are on pace for career-high seasons in points. 12 out of 18. I'll do the math for you real quick. That's 66 and two-thirds. 66 and two-thirds, or basically it's two-thirds. It's two-thirds of the team are on pace for career-high seasons in points right now. That is incredible. It just shows you where the Vegas Golden Knights are right now. In fact, one of the guys from Impact Media here who is on our usual all-sports show, Mr. Reggie Walker, the King ATLian, is out in Vegas right now where he regularly attends. When he's out that way, he regularly attends Vegas Golden Knight games. Because I told him, I said, if you're going to be out in Vegas, you got to go see the Golden Knights. And he said, way ahead of you. I've been a hockey fan for years. Every time I'm out here, I go to one. So, shout out to Reggie who could be at the game. If you see him out there, take a picture, send it back to us. We will put it up on the website and the social media hubs, and that way we can send you some swag. Because we do have, we still have our Board Check shirts from before, working on some new ones, and we have some Impact Media shirts coming up soon. You guys will definitely enjoy those. Let's go with the point leaders for now. Nikita Kucherov still on top with 48 goals over 45 for Steven Stamkos. Or actually, that's points, rather. The goal lead, he is tied with Alexander Ovechkin. That's Kucherov. They have 23 apiece. Assist leader is Jacob Vrasic with 33 over Stamkos' 32. Josh Bailey and Blake Wheeler also. And plus-minus is Anton Stralman with plus 24. Jaden Schwartz and Braden Schenn are closely behind him. Your goalie leaders. Aaron Dell has a 1.75 goal against average. He is leading right now by a little more than a quarter of a point over Corey Crawford. Another solid season for Corey Crawford. Save percentage is Aaron Dell as well. Sharks are really on a tear. 939 save percentage for him. He leads over Corey Crawford. Imagine that. Andre Vasilevsky is your win leader with 21, followed by Braden Holtby at 20. Sergei Bobrovsky still leads with 4 shutouts, and a handful of other people have 3. So things really shaping up, things really doing well. Let's get into some Atlanta Gladiators. The winter coat drive is going on. Wiener Wednesday is coming up next Wednesday as we take on the Florida Everblades. 7:05 puck drop there. It's going to be the first ever wiener dog race on the ice. Yep, so go to the game, get a hot dog, and watch a cold dog. They didn't write that. I came up with that. Unless they want to use it, then that's them. Phil Lane is back. That was another one I wanted to talk about. I guess I'll talk about that in a minute. But Phil Lane was released out of his contract from Milwaukee. Remember, he had a pro tryout one. Milwaukee Admirals of the AHL, they released Phil Lane. He has officially came back to the Atlanta Gladiators, which we welcome him back. He scored a goal with his time there. He is still our leader with 12 goals. Has a plus-minus rating of plus 9. And he's second in points in 20. Even after being gone for 2 weeks. We're getting Taylor Doherty and Colin Jacobs back. Or we have gotten them back. That's a fantastic thing there. Here we go. I don't know if this is this story up there? No, it's not. And I've tried to look into this a little bit. It's just bizarre. Atlanta defenseman, can't really call him that anymore. Defenseman Cody Carlson left the Gladiators and signed in Europe, and the team has suspended him. From what I gather, and this is just what I gather, I reached out to some people, I heard back from some, didn't hear back from some others. He made this decision on his own, and not going to say walked out on the team, but to a point, yeah, decided to take his puck and play elsewhere. So, hope it works out for you, Cody, and I guess that's that. It's just, it's bizarre. I've never heard of something like that. Over the weekend, we make sure I get all these games in here. We lost 3-1 to South Carolina. We lost 4-1 to South Carolina after that. And then lost 6-3 to the Kalamazoo Wings. Sorry, we're on a little bit of a skid. I don't have a problem with that. There we go. That's what we're looking for. It's okay. We're on a little bit of a skid. We're still in fourth place with 26 total points. We are six behind the Greenville Bunny Rabbits, who are four behind the Flatfishes of South Carolina. And the that team down south from Florida has 41 total there. I don't have a problem with that. We're actually tied with the Orlando the Solar Bears. I say we're on a little bit of a skid. I think we'll be okay. Phil Lane's still the point leader, as I said. Brady Vail actually is tied with him with 22 total points. He has 7 goals and 5 assists in the time he's been here. Lindsey Sparks has 21 points with 18 total assists. That is the lead there. And like I said, it's going to be good having Phil Lane back. I feel like it's going to make this team gel. Dan Vladar has been doing some fantastic things for us. Really logging in some minutes. And when he's here, because he does get moved up and down a lot, being a Bruins prospect, but he does a fantastic job wherever he does. So shout out to you, Darth Vladar. Darth Vladar, however you want to say it. Matt O'Connor still doing some decent things for us. Sean Bonner as well. And the Ginner, get well soon. Upcoming schedule. For our Gladiators. Upcoming schedule. Tomorrow night. 7:30 puck drop in Jacksonville at the Veterans Memorial Arena. Shout out to all my Jacksonville friends. If you guys take in the game, say hello and be very hospitable, as you guys always are, to my Gladiator friends. But they will be taking on the Icemen. The following day on Friday, they will be at the North Charleston Coliseum to take on the South Carolina Stingrays, or the Flatfishies, as I just called them. As a 7:05 puck drop there. And I think the rest of the games will be the week after. So we will get into those as we get to them. That's pretty much going to do it for us this week on Board Check. Looking to have some guests on pretty soon. Some people you guys will enjoy and some other people you guys will enjoy once you meet them. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Gladiators. Go Vegas. And only know how.